Judy Reeves, Night Train to Split 3.
So, Night Train to Split 3. Getting on the train that day in September, when the leaves were beginning to turn and the air held a crispness, you think of apples, of Sunday morning bacon, of a match struck. You'd been long enough in Budapest and had thoughts of the shore. You'd never seen the Adriatic, another of the seas you want to visit, to check off that list you keep folded in your passport. 17 seas and 9 checked off. When you made the list, you thought you'd do them alphabetically, but the Gulf of Mexico intervened. The invitation from the poet who wore a picture of his first wife like a tattoo against his chest. Then that winter at the Med on the coast of Spain, which you still don't regret. So the Arabian, the Adriatic, these were left undone at the top of your list, and now time held more meaning. You'd go to the swiftness with which it passed. You'd go to the Adriatic on the night train, Budapest to Split, where you'd heard you could begin a trip of unimaginable beauty down the coast to Dubrovnik. Then you'd see what would happen. It wasn't always this way, but now, with the certain knowledge of time's limit, this is how you travel, carrying with you the list of seas, the idea of sunset, the taste of dusk beneath your tongue. The night train to Split crosses Hungary the long way, and you stand on the dust by the dusty window watching as you pass and pass and pass Lake Balaton, fading zinnias in window boxes and pines sheltering summer homes boarded up for the season. Winter approaches, and you doubt your ability to survive another cold year. The Arabian Sea, you think, after the Adriatic, and imagine India. Imagine dark women in bright saris and monkeys on leashes along shadowed shores. Somewhere after midnight, you lock the door against Stefan, the attendant who was, by then, drunk on some hot Hungarian liquor you refused 3 times. You drag down the reticent shade and put your bag in front of the door. If he came in the night, tried to get in while you sleep, he'd have to maneuver over your bag, heavy with memories of where you've been. But Stefan never came, and when dawn arrived, he was gone. Everybody was gone. The train was still, engines off. It's cold and quiet in your compartment. Outside, sun lights the masts of boats in the harbor and sprinkles the water with a pinkish glitter. The sky, through the soft focus of the dirty window, melts into blue, the color of someone's eyes. Not yours, not Stefan's, but someone you want to remember. Mm-hmm.